League of Ireland Late Night in partnership with Rocksure on Off the Ball.
Well, if Daniel Kelly won that header, you clip that and you save that in the Shelbourne folklore.
League of Ireland Late Night, live every Friday from 10 on Twitter Spaces.
The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under 20 Football Championship
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.
Tyrone are back-to-back Delta Hotel Group All-Ireland Football Champions after a 5-16 to 70 points victory over Louth in the Boxatee Athletic Grounds this evening. Tyrone were hot favourites coming into this decider, and with the level of attack and firepower up top at their disposal, it was easy to see why. Two fast-half goals from the outstanding Noah Grimes aided the Ulster champions 5-point advantage at half-time. Senior panellist Owen McAlome got in the act with two further goals in the second half. Personal tallies of 2-6 for Grimes and 2-4 for McAlome put Paul Devlin's side well on their way to victory. The Tyrone underage conveyor belt of talent just keeps on continuing. Full-time score, Tyrone 5-16, Louth 17 points.
So it's full-time here at the Boxatee Athletic Grounds, and it's back-to-back for Tyrone and JP. Let's go to the Louth perspective of your homeland. You were the legend of the county for so long. That's a tough one to take for Louth, really. Like, everyone talked about the hype in terms of the quality of Tyrone and their attack and firepower. But Louth are probably going to look at moments in that game, moments in the second half. Understandably, we'll park the quality of Tyrone to one side. But those few moments in the second half, Louth will be scratching their head tonight.
Yeah, 100%. Like, super first half performance by Louth. Sean Callan, absolutely immense in the middle. Kicks a wonder score. Louth are, I'm not saying in control, but they're in the game. Probably a soft goal to give away before half time. Louth win 5 points down, come back out in the second half, start a rally, get it back to within 3 points, and then great goal chance, comes back off the bar, and you're nearly saying the game just torn down. Tyrone went down and got 2-3 or 2-4 without reply. But you have to hand it to Tyrone's firepower, as you alluded to there. McElhome and Noah Grimes is absolutely immense, combining 2-10 together. Just Tyrone's just transitional play was absolutely very hard to stop from a loud point of view, and I suppose the space they created, the goal chances they took, very hard for Loud to take there. But like, it's been still some year.
Yeah, to get to the final is a huge. Yeah. It's continuing, like the Miners getting to the Leinster final as well. Obviously, the Leinster title, which maybe people are still celebrating as well in Louth. But, you know, all in all, it's been positive. But let's just take a moment. That midfield wipeout in the first half, and I will call it a wipeout, Louth were majestic at times there.
Yeah, like, as we said to Abdul Callanan, unbelievable feeling, Maguire as well. But even apart from that, I just think Louth controlled the middle, controlled the breaking balls. I don't know what Tyrone done in the second half, but they really got a handle on it. They nearly stopped Maguire, they nearly stopped Sean Callan from getting even a run, getting a jump on it, and they did snuff that threat out fairly well.
Got to talk about Tyrone, the firepower. We were all thinking of maybe McElhome and McCullough, but Noah Grimes, my God, he was just unmarkable. I think Loud went through 3 or 4 different players, but such a performance in an All Ireland final.
Unbelievable. Like, as you said, you were probably focusing on McElhome, McCullough. You keep them quiet, relatively quiet in the first half, and next thing Noah Grimes comes out, scores 2-2, 2-3 in the first half. Then you kind of swap a few things, get him quiet in the second half, and then McElhome shows up and he scores 2-3 in the second half. So, and then the substitute comes on and scores 1-1. I suppose maybe the game was over at that stage, but yeah, serious firepower. But the pace that they cut Loud through, the spaces they created in the full forward line, and the goal threat that they have, it's nearly every time they're attacking, they're thinking goal nearly.
You were talking to me about the maybe similarities between the Loud senior team as well, where maybe the next phase is putting the boot through the transition, getting that kick pass going, because at times it was almost contrast. Loud were a little bit slow in the transition, where Tyrone at times were just blistering, whether it be from open legs to absolutely booting the ball into open space.
Yeah, you'd have to say, I don't know, Loud weren't finding the same spaces inside, definitely not, but Tyrone's transitional play, and then they could mix it up, they can go long with it. Well, Loud probably didn't have that outlet as much as Tyrone did.
So where to next, Tyrone? There's something in the water. for the Ulster champions at this level. They just keep on going. That convertible to talent is just relentless.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, it was some spectacle here to see the likes of the quality they have on show. Where to fall out now? Like, I suppose that's the end of the road here for but a lot of them, I'm sure, are available next year. A lot of them will transition into the senior. The minors are still in the All-Ireland series now, so, and obviously the seniors are back out again on Saturday night.
Looking at the midfield performances in particular, Ger Brennan is probably knocking on a couple of phones, maybe give them a day or two to settle down, but there's probably few on that side that will be likely to maybe play a little bit more senior football this year.
Oh, definitely. I suppose then you'd have to go Pierce Grimes Murphy as well. Do you know, there is plenty of talent. Shane Lennon was very good tonight. McDonald as well kicked a great two-pointer at the start of the second half. So there's plenty of talent to transition to the seniors.
And I suppose similar question, we see McAlome already playing the Ulster Championship. Grimes maybe a little bit smaller, but still absolute firepower. McCullough as well. There's a few there, even Clark, centre-back, the captain. There's a few there Malachy O'Rourke might be looking at as well to bolster his squad for the All-Ireland Series.
100%.
From the Tyrone perspective.
Yeah, Cheekers. The serious talent there. The captain as well, fine man. I don't think he'd be shying away from a chance to play with the seniors.
They might have a bit of celebrating to do first, though.
I think so.
And well-deserved privilege, really, to watch the team in full
exactly,
flow. I know.
Yeah, and to do two in a row.
Yeah, and disappointment from the Louth perspective. Louth, but it's that journey for the Wee County, I think, is only at the start of it.
Please God.
Thank you, JP. The rain is starting to come down as well. Yeah. I think that's a sign of cue to get home, but thanks for enjoying the game with us here.
Thank you very much.
At the Boxatee Athletic Grounds, but it's Tyrone's day. They've done it yet again, back-to-back All-Ireland Dalta Hotel Group Football Under-20 Champions. Remarkable achievement.
This week on Diverted, it's the series finale, Argentina Part 2. It's been emotional, but my hitchhiking journey finally comes to an end, and I finally, kind of, come to terms with the fact that I missed out on the Buenos Aires celebrations after the 2022 World Cup.
A lot of people who I haven't seen since the World Cup would just greet you with, "We won the World Cup." Yeah. It's like, instead of hello, you go, "Hey, we won the World Cup."
We'll also be speaking to people in the Welsh regions of Patagonia.
When Welsh came into Patagonia, it was so important to them to maintain their culture, their language, their religion, and their way of living life.
And we will visit Newell's Old Boys, the club that connects both Maradona and Messi in Rosario.
Bueno, ese equipo, 74, 88, 1988, 90, 91, 92, 2004, 2003. Mm-hmm. Esas son todas las estrellas que tienen.
Diverted. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
On Off the Ball.
Noah, what an evening for yourself. You have a nice lump of crystal in your hand here as well, and you're All-Ireland champions. How on earth do you feel?
On top of the world. Thought last year couldn't get any better, but definitely think it's been top now.
Personal tally, it's always nice to win a final, no doubt, but when to do it when you shoot the lights out, that must make it even more sweeter.
Yeah, glad I've played well, but I think anyone could have been standing with this trophy. I think nobody got man of the match twice this season for us, which just shows the depth we have. And it's, at the end of the day, we won. That's more important. The medal's better than a trophy.
But 2-6 in an All-Ireland final is some motoring, no matter what way you put it up.
Yeah, well, look, just glad they've kicked well.
We were chatting before, and you know, I thought your goal in Port Leash against Kerry was sweet, but like, suppose in All-Ireland final, are they even sweeter?
Yeah, well, it feels better, but maybe not as good looking on the camera.
Look around, there's a lot of Tyrone. The Tyrone convertible to talent just keeps on going. What's in the water at the moment? How do you keep coming back and to go back-to-back champions? It's incredible.
I think that's the credit to the whole setup we have with management, with players coming from last year. Tyrone just, we know how to win, I'd say, and we've had a good week in the county anyway.
You'll certainly enjoy the celebration. Congrats, you're off to pick up another piece of silverware.
Yep.
And so many happy Tyrone people all around you.
Definitely, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Joey, to win on All-Ireland is special, but to do it two in a row and to captain it, you must be very happy with life at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's special stuff. It's an honour to go out and captain a team in a final, and never mind go on to win it. So, look, I'm really proud of the lads. They put in some shift, and I'm glad we got over the line.
Rhetorical question, I suppose, I suspect, but is there any sweeter, the one last year or the one to do back-to-back?
No, just the sweet. Obviously, captain is a bit of an extra touch, but look, they're both a joy to play with, both teams. So, look, I'm really pleased, and going back-to-back, it's a big feat, so we know that. So.
And to win it in such style, because Louth put it up to you, particularly in that second half. I think you had cleared one off the line, but then you opened up and showed all your quality there coming in the final third.
Aye, look, credit to Louth, they're a super team. They kept coming back at us, so maybe you got a goal, and they're straight down the pitch, kicked a two-pointer or so. So, look, we got a foothold maybe towards the last 10, 15 minutes and really kicked on. Macker's goal and we Shane McDermott come on, kick 1-1 and really helped. So that set us up.
I was joking you after the semi-final. How on earth do you try and tag some of those forwards in training? It must be severe. They were just like the two the last day, and then Noah pops up and then Owen pops up. It's just relentless.
Yeah, them three up front, they're unreal. Noah was, I thought he was unplayable today. Like they couldn't get a hand on him. He's just, it was 2-4 he scored or something. Like that's unreal for an All-Ireland final, all from play too. Like credit to Owen and Rory as well. Like that's some forward line we have, so they make it easy for you.
It must be nice when you're watching back, seeing that going on the other end of the pitch.
Aye, well, you want to get up and join them, but
look, yeah, you went in a run at the end, didn't you?
you don't mind it, maybe. So they're unreal, but yeah, you love watching them, so you do. But maybe not so much in training.
Well, dare I say, you've a bit of celebrating to do. This is special for Tyrone football.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is the third time we went back to back now, so we know how hard it was. It really took some soul searching over the air, but I'm sure a few lads will definitely enjoy it tonight.
Let the hair down, enjoy. Congratulations, back to back All-Ireland champions. It's a remarkable feat. Congrats.
Thank you. Cheers.
Paul, what an achievement. You must be so proud of your squad.
Oh, proud. I don't know what word you can use. Just delighted for them, that what they put in. And if you work hard enough and you try your best and you work with everybody, there's a good chance you'll get something out of it, you know what I mean? And these lads have been looking up for the last 2 or 3 years that a lot of successes came their way, you know. And the big thing I'll take from our group is they're all level-headed lads. There's no egos. There's no fella thinks he's above anybody else, and that's the key to a lot of it too. You know, if everybody's grounded, and don't get me wrong, there's times you have to wind a few ones back. Not just the players, but the whole thing all around. You know, then that realise, look, we're here at a certain level, boys. And let take his course. You know, but when you hear that noise, a bit of cheering going on there, it's a massive feeling for them. They're really enjoying it. You know, I say I couldn't be more prouder to be a Lochshore man and a Tyrone man here tonight. Tyrone couldn't be high.
Yeah. Wonderful celebrations going behind it, but how on earth to keep them so grounded, to go back for back? You know, when you're at the top, it's so easy to be the prey for everyone else. To keep them grounded and to turn in a performance like that in the All-Ireland final.
Well, look, you know, times you have to look at yourself here, and a lot of coaches who have worked with you through the years, you know, the Chris Browns, the Danny Ball, the you know, the Art McCrory's, the Desi Ryans, and them people soon ground you. And you know, I come from a very hard working fishing background, Loch Ney, and you know, you're grounded there and come to, you know, work on a life and nothing was ever handed to me. So really, when the last year was gone, we started off with scratch again, and nothing, there's going to be no a golden spoon or a silver spoon hand till the lads are going to have to work for anything they have, you know. And you can see them there, the desire, the work, the block and the tackling all that night. And that was just myself, my own methods in life. And as I say, a lot of people were talking to me today, All-Ireland final on the day, you'd work, yes, I'm going to work here today. So things go on in life, and you let things sort themselves out. But look, it was a massive achievement, so it were, and all-round players, management, all that, you couldn't be more proud of them, so you couldn't now.
You talked about the work rate, but that was mixed with some absolutely quality of both in the pitch, particularly up top.
Well, we had, because, you know, they had a serious set, young Lennon and the all lad number 12, young five at the far side of the field. Them lads are serious sets, and we had to give a bit of attention, tell them, detail them. The two superb midfielders, and lads that got are going to catch the ball. You know, we just having 6'5", 6'6" players, but you know, as I say, the will tire as the game goes on, and then you know, anything was sort of planned out. Thank God it fell into place for us, and you know, days it doesn't work, days it does. So we're lucky enough that everything fell into place with it. You know, aye.
Can you take a moment to reflect back to back? I think it's the third title in your reign. It's the comparable to talent in Tyrone is just mind-dropping at the moment, isn't it?
Well, look, I sat in the Danny Ball yesterday. He was involved in the 91-92 team. I played in the 90 team. And, you know, just Danny, words of advice, you know what I mean? And that's all great to have. You can look back and people have got, you know what I mean, talk about the past, the way they had it. And, you know, it's you can have talent there, so you can, but, you know, if you haven't got a hard work and desire and honesty, you know, you're in road to nowhere. And you see that with the lads tonight there, the desire to block ball, to tackle back. You know, you even see Owen McElhone back in his defence there, defend that night. And that's we have that in abundance, so we have. And, you know, you can ask for more from the lads, but it's just having that bit between your teeth. When the chips are down, you know what I mean, can we come out with that dirty ball? And as the game went on there, you've seen Tyrone start to dominate the ball all over the field. The kickouts, the break ball, everything. We were there first time. And a lot of credit goes to my coaches there with me, the work they put in. You know, Cal McCarron, Conor O'Donnell, Jeremy McNulty, Leo Green doing a lot of the physio, the video work behind the scenes, Shane O'Neill, you know, the physio. You know, you have Dee Cox, you have Cahill Corrigan, boys all over. Dr. Dermot McNulty, Dermot McCahy himself. You have a great team. We're having a big management team. There's about 8 or 9 of us, and we all kick off each other well. You know, and I just the second year round, what I would say I learned that is you must keep it tight. You must keep a tight unit. You must just be so tight with your unit, because everybody's wants to hunt you down. They want to get a piece of you, so they do. They want to see what you're doing, and there's no magic wand. It's just be yourself, be honest, and work as hard as you can, you know. And if you have a bit of talent and you go a long way, big help as well.
Go ahead and join the celebrations. Congrats, a wonderful achievement.
Thank you so much.
The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under 20 Football Championship
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.